In voting against the reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, Senator Cruz said the vast majority of the Export-Import Bank's funds go to giant corporations. Washington shouldn't be picking winners and losers, and this vote is a perfect example of why people are so frustrated with career politicians in both parties. A lot of Democrats rail against corporate welfare, and yet Democrats are lining up to support giant corporations with U.S. taxpayer dollars, including some Democrats who style themselves as populists. Apparently exposing the United States Treasury to hundreds of billions of dollars of losses in order to benefit well-connected giant corporations aligns with the priorities of today's Democrats and, sadly, far too many Republicans as well. I agree with Senator Cruz and with Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who's been working hard to end the Ex-Im Government Bank. Hensarling's committee maintains jurisdiction over the 80-year-old agency, which provides taxpayer-backed loans and loan guarantees to foreign countries and companies for the purchase of U.S. products. Ex-Im's charter expires 30 June, and policymakers are currently embroiled in a debate over whether to reauthorize it. Hensarling, Cruz, and others, including members of the House Freedom Caucus, are trying hard to end this relic of a government program. But the ruling class seems dedicated to proving the maxim that the closest thing to eternity on earth is a government bureau. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.